From the very first play of Lensmen, slang for photographers, Dave Weekend took the lead in the final game on Wednesday, never relinquished it, and won the 2005 National Scrabble Championship in Reno, Nevada, covering the tournament for the Wall Street Journal and in a blatant conflict of interest, competing himself and finishing 19th out of 135 in Division III was America's Scrabble Board Bard, formerly the 180th top-ranked Scrabble player in North America, our own Stefan Fatsis. Welcome home.
Thank you, Robert.
The new champion is Dave Weekend. Tell us about him.
Dave is a 31-year-old mortgage underwriter from Portland, Oregon. He's been playing Scrabble since he was a teenager. Previously finished second and third in the national championships, and he's considered a total player. He knows just about all the words, 120,000 words that are officially good, 2 through 9 letters in Scrabble. He's got amazing strategic sense and a very, very creative mind. I will also point out that he has a wife and 2 young daughters, so he has a life.
Has a life as well.
Yes.
Mr. Weekend won the championship by winning 3 out of 5 games in a final match against Panyupan Sujayakon, who doesn't speak much English.
No, he's an economics student at a university in Thailand. I would not call his command of spoken English fluent. But he was one of 3 Thai players to finish in the top 25 in this tournament, and this is a growing trend in Scrabble. There are thousands of kids in Thailand that play Scrabble initially to learn English, but then a few of them become obsessed just the way that we Americans do, and they start devouring word lists. They memorize tens of thousands of words. They learn the strategy. Panyupan is the current world champion. There's any of like 6 or 7 Thai players that could win any event at any time.
But it still seems almost impossible that somebody who barely speaks English could be of championship caliber when it comes to playing Scrabble in English.
Yeah, it makes no sense until you start to think about Scrabble not as a game about words, but a game about letter combinations. The letters are just playing pieces. They are the tools the players use to score points in this board game. So language then becomes not about the way we communicate, but about the breadth and weirdness and diversity that it contains. And then Scrabble players have to just accept the fact that you can learn words out of context of their definitions.
And someone who's really not an English speaker would be equally open to an unusual, bizarre word as to an everyday word.
Right,
they're all just words.
You don't start thinking about whether something's logical or illogical. In one game in the finals, Panyupon played the word cogway, C-O-G-W-A-Y, and there were a group of us, experts and other players, watching in another room on closed-circuit TV, and almost none of them spotted the fact that he could do this until he actually played it. And that's because it's a highly improbable combination of letters, a C, a G, a W, and a Y. But to Panyupon, it was just another 6-letter word. Sometimes the Thais, however, do get lost. When their memory fails them, they'll stick an S or an ED at the end of a word where it doesn't belong.
A cog railway that goes up a hill.
Right.
That would be Now, cogway is an everyday word compared to some of what I saw on the final Scrabble board that settled this championship. J-O-L-E, an alternative spelling of jowl, and the verb to trig, T-R-I-G, which does not mean to apply the Pythagorean theorem. It means to neaten. Something.
Right. Well, just 2 4-letter words to us Scrabble players. But the truth is that for many of us who do love language, you look up the words because you love the words and you love the language and you love the definitions.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal and author of Word Freak, Heartbreak, Triumph, Genius, and Obsession in the World of Competitive Scrabble Players. Ow, 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 ow.